Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby, and today we are coming to you with a special episode. We have Survivor to talk about, we have the challenge to talk about, and since Abby wasn't here last time, we're actually going to get started today with talking about the Golden Bachelorette and all of her thoughts on the winner, the mental, all of it. What did you think, Abby?
Well, I was not a big fan all season of his, but Chalk. I always want to call him Chuck. But I mean, I thought he was the front runner. I told you that. I was like, I bet he wins. And then you, when it was down to like three or four, I told you to spoil it for me. So
Yeah.
I
So
knew,
you
but
knew that it was him that won,
I
but
knew it was him that won the last. I think the episode before Men Tell All.
I was surprised. I felt like more than any like regular Bachelor Bachelorette season, that they really made it obvious that he was, like, since his mom died, I feel like it has been so clear that
Clear.
he's the winner.
I agree.
It's weird because
Now,
normally they like edit it in a way that, like, you're like, oh, could it be this person? Could it be that person? I guess one time you were like, I don't know, I think Guy is catching up. But I don't know. I felt like everybody was so far behind them after that, and they made it like really obvious.
yeah, I mean, she didn't even, poor guy. I felt so bad for him.
I
He
know he
was,
like had
he
the
tore
like the
up.
chin at it.
Yeah. And he was so confident too. Yikes. But yeah, she didn't even, I'm glad she didn't put him through the proposing. That would have been awful to see.
I
So I'm
do
glad she.
wish that he would have at least like met her family. I think like there was like a time, I talked about it last time we podcast, but
Oh,
there
that's right.
was
She
like
cut
a
him
time
before
when
that, even.
I don't know, but they panned to like his to Joan's daughter when at one point when they were talking about it, and she like rolled her eyes. So she like clearly like wanted to meet him. I don't know. I don't know. I got vibes that her family wanted to meet both.
I wonder if they it. Are they still together? Do you know that?
Yeah, they are still together.
Okay.
And that's another thing. I didn't talk about this, but Joan did such a good job of fooling me. Because in all of her press, she talked about like Gary and Teresa and how like she was cool with long distance and all
Yeah.
that.
But
And
the end, it seemed like that's not what she
they're
wanted.
moving to New York. Or they're
Oh,
like
my.
at least getting like a halfway house there. Maybe they are living separately, still have their homes. I'm not really sure. But they're getting a house together in New York, which is
That
crazy. I can't believe that because I didn't, I
is
honestly, like,
crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because I mean, you had told me that you had heard, you were like, she is fine living her own life, but in the finale, I was like, damn it, no, it sounds like she wants that person with her,
Yeah, I don't
or at
know.
least part of the
If I
time.
the one thing that hasn't been clear to me, is that I'm not sure if they're going to uproot completely and have like a new forever home in New York, or if
Yeah.
it's just like a I have my home, you have your home, and when we're together, or like when we have whatever, we have this home together too. I'm not, that's like the one thing that's like not clear to me, is if that's going to be their full-time home or if it's like their home together, if that makes sense.
Okay,
Because
so
she
let me
did
ask you
talk
this.
so much about like not uprooting her life.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think, and this could be controversial, do you think any part of their connection was trauma bonding?
Yeah.
Okay, I do too.
I don't think that's a bad thing, especially at
It
their
does have
age.
to be. Like, in some ways, I thought it was sweet, right? Like, they both
Yeah.
lost the people they loved the most, and not that long ago. So it's like,
But then also his mom dying during filming. And then
yeah.
like her at the at his hometown being like at the with all of his like family and friends at like the celebration of life. Like that's great. That's crazy. Like that's for sure trauma bonding.
Yeah, we thought that was crazy at the time. Okay, well, anyways, I'm happy for them. I mean, I was never a big fan of his, but whatever. Okay, let's talk about the mental all because I have a theory about who the Well, I have a top three of who the new Golden Bachelor is going to
It's
be.
hard because so many of them are in relationships now.
Well, Jonathan is, so I know he's out. So here's who I'm thinking. And I don't know. You can tell me if these people are in relationships because I don't know. Mark, obviously.
Okay, so Mark is seemingly dating Deb from One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
So they have had like a couple different pictures together. I think they might have a post together. It might have been an Instagram story. I'm not sure. But they've been to a couple different events together. They seem really close, and somebody, I can't remember, Chalk, I think, on when he was on Almost Famous podcast with Trista, was saying that like, oh, Mark couldn't be because he's like dating whatever, and he's like, I mean, allegedly, that's what the rumors are. So I don't know if he kind of let the cat out of the bag there or not, but I think that you know who I'm talking about. De You've seen One Tree Hill, right? I don't know
You know what?
her.
I've
What?
never watched it.
Oh, okay. Well, she's like Nathan Scott's mom. But I don't know. I guess I could look up. I don't know what her real name is. I just know she's Deb from One Tree Hill. Barbara Allen Woods is who Mark is allegedly dating.
I need to look her up.
So, yeah, so that's, I mean, as like as a OG, you know, One Tree Hill fan, that's super cool, but yeah, I don't know that Mark will be the Golden
Okay,
Bachelor.
so he was one of my choices. Sorry, y'all. I have a headache. I just took some ibuprofen. I was swallowing. The other one is. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking on his name. The Asian guy,
Charles.
Charles. I thought
Yeah.
he could be the second one.
I think that America loves him. And I think that he had that segment during the Men Tell
Well,
All.
that's why I was picking the ones who had the segments. Jonathan had a segment, but he also just said he was
In a
dating someone.
relationship. Yeah.
Jordan did not have a segment. He didn't even speak. So I don't know if he's
Okay, so
dating
Jordan
someone.
is weird. I'm like having fishy vibes about Jordan, which is so sad because I really liked him on the show. But here's why I'm having fishy vibes about Jordan, because he had that like one little post whatever with Leslie when they were both in LA. Both of them kind of talked about it and said like I'd be interested, but like I don't know. It like wasn't like this like planned date thing. It's whatever. But then there's like another picture of them after that, and it's like, okay, so these two are like starting to hang out. There are like rumors that like he's like starting something up with Leslie, but then at the same time, he's like reposting like Jordan for Golden Bachelor things on his Instagram story. So I don't know. I get weird vibes from Jordan.
Oh, weird. Yeah, and he was so silent during that. I don't know.
I know.
He was one of the ones that was kind of we weren't really
You
sure if
really
he
liked
was,
him, though.
we really liked him, but we weren't sure if he was actually really ready. And with
Yeah.
what you're telling me now,
It
there
doesn't
you
seem
go.
like he is.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I could totally see Pascal, them going the one popular route. I could.
That's my third pick, Pascal. So I thought it was going to be Mark, Charles, or Pascal. John, like I said, Jonathan was in there, but after what he revealed, I was like, okay, he's out. And now what you're telling me about Mark. So I'm thinking Pascal or Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Pascal just gives me Juan Pablo vibes. So I just really think that I see production going that route, even though he's like clearly not ready either. Not even
Yeah,
close. Not even
no.
close. But that's okay. We can have a mess on the beach or the golf course or whatever they have, the Golden Paradise.
I thought the Mintel all was so cute.
Yeah, I know. I really, It's interesting. It's interesting, like the older, because it's obviously different. And I talked last time about like the note or the words of affirmation that Mark had given. Was it Jonathan? Someone. And I really, I enjoyed the mental a lot.
Yeah, they're cute. They're cute. Well, that was kind of all my thoughts. I kind of just had a theory of who the new Golden Bachelor would be.
I'm glad. I'm so glad that we went back and we talked about this. It was definitely we needed to talk about it for sure.
Yeah, I was sad to miss out on that other one because I'm like, oh, we need to talk about this. So.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so I guess moving on to Survivor then. This episode, okay, so this season is so good. And I feel like this one I have less to talk about than the last couple. And I don't think it's because it was like necessarily a bad episode. I think that just compared to the last two episodes, there's just like not as much going on and to talk about. But I think part of that also is because the reward and the immunity challenge were at the point where those are separate things. So I think like a lot of the episode is just this like filler obstacle course kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but was we have Genevieve in the last episode. She blindsided Teenie for the second time and by getting Saul out. And so they're like talking about everything and talking through things. And Genevieve, I don't think at this point realizes what a target she has put on herself. I feel like at this point, she went from thriving in this game the last few episodes to now, because of leaving Teenie out of that vote, I don't think that she like realizes what a huge impact that's going to have on her game. If she made it through, she so this the vote votes were split this episode between Gabe and Genevieve, and I don't think I Genevieve, if she doesn't lay low the next couple episodes, like I don't know. I mean, maybe if she wins an immunity in the next couple episodes, I know that's not like laying low, but like it's protecting herself. But I'm talking like drama wise, move wise, like trying to make a big move. She made her big move. If she doesn't lay low, she's out of there. Which is
How
sad
many people
because
are
I like
left?
her. So after this episode had nine, we're now at the final eight.
Okay.
So in the reward challenge, they did like teams of three, and which I like it when they break into teams like that. And they won their or I'm sorry, not they, but Kyle, Rachel, and Sam won the reward challenge, and Kyle is just so dominant at every single challenge. He won his fourth immunity. There have only been I think the most people or most immunities anybody has ever won is five. I think Jeff said this episode, so he's like almost to tying some of the great Survivor players. And like I just said, like we're at top eight now. Like there's plenty of immunities left for him to win. Getting Kyle out last week, I think, was a huge mistake, especially like as a Genevieve fan, because not only did she put this target on her back, but also she didn't get the one person who keeps winning challenges out when they could have gotten him out, and maybe the only time they can get him out. Now, I'm sure that he'll probably lose another. It would be really weird if he like completely won out. I don't think that that will happen. But I think her revenge mind was working too hard. And yeah, I agree that we needed to get they needed we ha they really needed to get Saul out. I agree with that, but I think they needed to get Kyle out first, and that was really evident this episode when him with him winning both the reward and the immunity challenge again. So I give Kyle my MVP. He's not my favorite by any means, but I mean, he's just kind of boring and like, I don't know, but he keeps winning, so good for him. If they renew Challenge USA, I'm sure he'll be on it because he literally dominates every one of these challenges. So, which is hilarious because it doesn't necessarily translate. I mean, the puzzle aspect maybe, but like, if you saw this guy, Kyle, he's like a scrawny guy. Like, he's not, I
Your
don't
typical,
know.
yeah, typical comp beast,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. But he's really good. So yeah, I gave him my MVP for that reason. And then when it came to the immunity challenge, it was the challenge where they got to exchange for rice. So Jeff wanted four people to sit out of this challenge,
My mom told me all about this.
and they exchanged their shot in the dark, so he's dead. And the
My
only
mom really liked that. Did you like it?
Yeah, okay. So I think that it was smart because I have only seen since I've started watching Survivor, and I think that since I've started watching Survivor is when the shot in the dark started. I'm not 100% on that, but I've only seen one person be safe anyways. So I think that it was a good trade because I think the chances of them actually getting a safe are really small. So I think it was a really good trade. Sam was the only one that was hesitant, and that's because he's at the bottom. So I think that's fair. And I don't think he's at the bottom as much as he thinks he is. He is towards the bottom, but I think there are bigger targets and people that need to go. So he might be able to skate if he plays his cards right now that Sierra is gone. If Sierra was still there, that I think like really intensified their threat level together. But without Sierra, I think Sam might be able to blend in a little bit better. Especially if people like Genevieve are making these big moves, they're going to be like she and Kyle are, and Sue, I would say, are targets before Sam at this point. And especially now that Gabe got eliminated this episode, and Gabe and Sue were so close, they were number ones. So I think him being a big target and them being so close really helped shield her. But the thing is that like when you have a jury full of people that consider someone mom, you can't take her to the finals. You just can't.
Yeah.
So that's my those are my three that I think have the biggest on their targets on their back now after the Gabe elimination is Genevieve, Kyle, and Sue. Now I'm worried about Andy. I'm really worried about Andy because he's played great the last few episodes, but in the trailer for next episode, I'm still putting him into my lineup. I don't care, but he speaks the words of death, which are, I think I can't remember. I don't know the exact quote. I didn't write it down, but something to the effect of like, I think I'm really starting to turn my game around or something like that. Like, I'm doing great right now. I'm like, oh no, Andy's gone. God damn it. So I hope that Andy is not actually gone and he makes it through the next episode. But he's been doing it really turned his game around since the merge for sure. I love Andy. Do you know who your mom likes?
No, she doesn't even know who she likes. I was like, I asked her so I could like tell y'all, and she's like, I don't remember their names. She's worse than I am.
Oh. Okay.
I think she sometimes half pays attention too. I think she's doing stuff on her phone when she watches.
I think
Because I'm
that's
like,
like really easy to do during Survivor. I mean,
yeah.
because, well, it's like I said, like there's so much of the episode is an obstacle course. It's like, I don't know. I mean, some people, I guess, like want to watch that, but for me, it's like really easy for that to be something that's in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what she does. So, I don't know. She just really liked the how they traded the shot in the dark for the rice and stuff like that. She thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I think it was cool too.
I know she was really upset that on the first episode because she really likes that guy who went home, and she liked him
Oh,
before. She
really?
listened to him. I guess he has a podcast, and
Mm-hmm.
so she even brought that up. She's like, "I'm so mad about him leaving the first episode."
I think it's so smart that they got the people with podcasts out early. Both people that are on a podcast got them.
They weren't messing around, yeah.
Oh, that's smart. Especially, like, why are you telling everybody you have a podcast? Like, I would not tell anybody that I had a podcast.
Especially the ones that they're, I mean,
Oh, yeah, I podcast about Survivor. Oh, cool. Let's put a target on my back right away. Like, why would you do that?
yeah, it makes no sense.
So my LVP went to Gabe. I think he was really blindsided about getting eliminated. It seemed like he didn't really see it coming. So yeah, my MVP went to Kyle. My LVP went to Gabe. I did not have any honorable mentions this episode, and I only had a couple quotes. So Gabe, he says, he's like trying, when he's trying to convince Sam to give up the shot in the dark, he has this like little monologue that he does. He says, "You're still here because you have a vote. And if you want to lean on your challenge aptitude, that rice is going to help you. If you feel like you're at the bottom, that rice is more valuable to win than an immunity necklace that will get you 1 in 10 shot at immunity." So I just thought, I mean, it was smart, it was brilliant. It's I mean, ultimately I don't think it was that speech that got him to, I mean, he said sure when Jeff asked him, if it was just that speech that got him to like change his mind and sway him. I don't think that's what it was. I think it was like that really that he didn't want to affect the group and that it is a group thing still at this point, and he didn't want to put a target on his back for by taking Rice from the group. But I do think that that monologue was important, and it was good. It was good. So I gave that. Andy, he says, we're going threat hunting. So everybody who is a threat, Genevieve, Kyle, Gabe, all of those people, Sue, all of those people are, I think, considered a threat. Those are the people that Andy's talking about. I really don't. I would say one of my least favorite people is Teenie. I don't know. I just find her kind of annoying. She is left out a lot, and I know that that's not her fault necessarily, but she's really dramatic about it, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because she's like not with my people, but I'm not the
Not
biggest
feeling it.
fan. So I hope she goes next, but I don't think she will at all. And then on his way out, Gabe says to Caroline, "You got a little bit of snake in you, huh?" So, interesting how if we'll see Caroline kind of reel from that or not in the next episode. Do you have any idea? Is there an episode of Survivor next week?
I don't know. I saw House of Villains and Challenge weren't airing. I haven't seen anything about Survivor.
I tried to look it up. And I haven't seen anything on it, so I have no idea if it's airing or not. I don't think that we'll podcast next week because there's no challenge and it's going to be Thanksgiving. So we'll just take a week off, and if there is two episodes of Survivor, then we'll just talk about both of them when we get back the following week. But yeah, I tried to look that up and I couldn't find the information. But I guess that's really all I have on Survivor. Moving on to the challenge, I think that this season, it's getting good in ways and it's like getting disappointing in ways. And the disappointing is Rachel, in my opinion.
Why? How she's with bananas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that, I mean, like, I don't know, they put aside their differences, whatever, whatever. But I was really looking forward to her being like anti-bananas. I did not, I don't know. I'm disappointed in it.
I
It
don't remember how their past was.
Okay, so full disclosure, I have not seen either of those two seasons, The Island or X's One, but from what I have read up on, from clips that I have seen, I have seen clips, they were completely at odds and hated each other. So I don't know.
Damn, that's interesting. I wonder if she, well, does she even know of the, I don't know. Listen, all her people left. I think she's just clinging on to.
Why bananas though? Why not Jordan? Go with Jordan and Tori. I mean, I know.
Don't know.
Okay, so she did say Jordan is her number two guy. So, I mean, I guess. And then she said Corey and, or no, she said, just kidding. She said bananas and Josh are her number one and number two. So there's this deleted clip that I actually just saw like within the last 24 hours. And it was of Josh, Tori, and Rachel talking to each other about their like number ones and stuff, or their like top three. And Rachel said that Josh and Bananas were her like number one and number two, and then that
Wait, wait, who said Josh and who said?
Bananas, Rachel.
Oh, yeah, because her and Josh had a friendship like outside. Yeah.
Tori said that Josh and Jordan were her number one and number two guys. And but Rachel said that like three is tied with Jordan and Corey for her. And then Josh said that Rachel and Tori were his number one and number two girl. So, which is kind of not surprising. I gave Corey my MVP this episode. Thought it was a good episode for him. I thought he handled himself pretty well, when it came to Josh and everything, and then winning the elimination the way that he did, dominantly, really. I gave my MVP to Corey.
I gave mine to Derek.
Okay, I gave an MVP honorable mention to Derek.
I thought it was so cute. I had to give it to him.
Okay, so I didn't watch the episode live. I watched it the next day. And so I had seen on like in the Twitter world that they did that LGBT montage or whatever. I totally thought somebody was going to come out. I didn't realize that it was because Derek and Rachel both won.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my God, I love it. Who did you think was going to come out?
Josh.
Oh, duh. Oh my God.
That's
Oh,
really
I
what I
just,
thought, but that's not what
God, we were, listen, we have been trained. Our minds have been trained to go that way because of all the years of people speculating about his sexuality.
you think about it, like he gets eliminated this episode. It was a really Josh heavy episode. Like he was in the trailer with having the drama with Corey. Like we knew that he was a target. I mean, this would have been the perfect episode for Josh to come out.
Yeah. I don't know. There may not be anything to come out about.
There might not be, but when I saw that there was the LGBTQ montage, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy for Derek that, I mean, in winning a challenge like that, and dominating a challenge like that, beating Jordan,
Dominating.
I mean, yes, I'm very, very happy for Derek for sure. Rachel, I can see why she wants to run a final with Bananas since we are getting close to it. I wish she would have turned on him, but really, Derek being so go with the flow, like, I don't want to make any waves. I'm just going to do, let Rachel do whatever. You are so close to the final, and taking Bananas there when you have a chance to throw him in. He should have fought Rachel on it and been like, this is what I want. And if it was like a go into elimination or like against Josh or whatever, like if Rachel wasn't gonna budge, then sure, throw Corey in. But no. I think I think he should have tried. I really think he should have tried. I don't think that that was a smart decision for Derek. And that's why I had to give him an honorable mention
On
instead of an
my
MVP.
Listen, I am so kind of apathetic about the remaining men. I'm like, whatever, you know? And kind of the women too, to be honest. This is
Really?
not how I want it to be.
It's not how I would like it to be as far as like the entertainment value of a season goes. But if you're going to stack a cast with as many champions as they did for a milestone season like 40, it's not surprising that the strong have survived. I mean, yeah, has Tori been in elimination? I'm not sure if she has or not. I can't remember. If she has, it's only been one. And
So,
but she has won so many daily challenges, and that's why she hasn't been in an elimination.
all I feel like is I feel like at this point, the only girl I remember being in one is Michelle, because she's been in so
She's
many.
been in like three. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I mean, I know Rachel's been in some, but yeah, it just feels like, oh my God.
Yeah, I agree. And good for Michelle. I mean, really,
Yeah, I've been impressed.
she's showing that like maybe she's at the bottom of the top girls, but she's one of the top girls. You know, she keeps coming in last in the dailies. However, she does keep getting a disadvantage. Maybe she wouldn't be keeping coming in last every single daily if
Yeah.
she didn't have a disadvantage every single time. But I don't know. I don't mind Michelle this season at all.
I agree. You know, I'm not a fan, but I have not. She hasn't bothered me.
No, she stood up to
Doesn't.
herself to Laurel. She
Yeah.
is not in just, she didn't have this like flingy showmance with Emmanuel or whoever. You know, she had like a real showmance that turned into a real relationship with somebody who she actually had feelings with prior to the show. The fact that this filmed 6 months ago and they're still together, she, I don't know. I really think that she made good decisions for her. Her game is good. Her eliminations are going dominantly. The worst thing that's really happened to her is losing Olivia. I think losing Devin was probably more of a benefit just because he's so at bananas, and now that Devin is gone, she has Tori on her side because they're both Team Devin, and Devin's not even there. And I, this is a good season for Michelle.
Yeah, I agree.
I gave my LVP to Josh.
God, I'm saying.
Unfortunately, I do think that this was a really Josh heavy episode, and good for Josh, but and he can't even score one against Corey out of four. That's not
Man.
good. And then calling Corey family and then giving him a one.
I don't get Josh's thinking ever.
No.
Any season. None of it makes sense.
No.
The people pleaser, but
It's
then.
all catch up from like, not all, I guess, because I but like bananas. That's like catch up from throwing him in during USA 2. I don't know. He's like paying back old debts in a new game, and he's never gonna get ahead that way.
No, and then he's gonna make more enemy. I don't know. I don't know.
It's really not, yeah, I agree. It's not smart at all.
Just doesn't make any sense. His game just does not make any sense to me. And that's disappointing because obviously everyone really likes Josh. I mean, he has a lot of good friends.
There
So he's obviously a likable guy, but
was a Kylan quote, I think last episode, maybe the episode before, where he said Josh needs to start to realize that just because everybody's your friend, that doesn't mean that they have to be your ally.
oh, that's a good one, Kylan.
So I think that if he works on that kind of thing, I know Alan Aguirre also tweeted something about like if Josh goes home and I can't remember if it's puzzles or math or whatever he's bad at. If he works on that and then works on like his footwork, then Josh would like actually be a real contender because he's otherwise not a bad challenger and has an excellent social game. But I really think that the biggest problem with Battle of the New Champions was that Josh, Amanda, Corey, even a give me a Jenna, somebody like that, those people were missing and needed to be there. Josh, Amanda, give me the people that have been on like five seasons and have never made it to a final. Maybe a Corey is too obvious because he would win, or a Kayla would win pretty easily. Or maybe that's the point. Let's give Kayla and Corey a win. Put them on there.
I'm so sick of hearing Corey is the best to never win. Like, I get it, but
He's good.
he is good, but he does stupid shit too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like yeah. I don't know. I'm bitter that he didn't keep Amanda, but Alan McGarry made a good point, and that was that with the cast the way that it is, so many champions, and with people having to name targets the way that they did and everything, like Amanda really wasn't gonna last past like episode five anyways. So for his long game, Corey probably did make the right decision to side with Tori, but yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm happy that Amanda was part of a season like 40 because it's a milestone season, but I'm sad for her because it was a milestone season. Half the cast was champions and she just didn't stand a chance. What I want for Amanda is to be on a season where she can go farther. And also stacking the cast with like people that aren't her allies. That's also not ideal. So, I don't know. That tangent started with Corey. I'm sorry. I just. I really like Corey and I hope he gets a win someday.
Yeah, I'm indifferent about that. If he does, good for him, but
Well, then you won't be able to hear that he's the best to never win.
that's true. That line can stop.
Think about it that way. Okay, so how about your quotes? Did you have any quotes this episode?
I have one. But I didn't write it down, and so I'm gonna screw it up. But when Derek was talking about the things, he's like, I was just pretending I was at a drag and snatching their wigs. Did you
Okay,
have
I
that?
have that quote,
Okay,
yes.
okay. I
Derek
figured you
says,
would. It was too good.
I'm just imagining I'm on a semi truck and we've been driving by a drag brunch and I see all these drag queens and I'm like, snatch a weave, snatch a
Yeah.
weave.
Okay.
Yes, that was a good one. That was really good. And then
He was
Tori.
so gleeful when he was saying it
Well, yeah, I mean, he just
too.
won. He
He's
beat Jordan. Good for Derek. Derek has is I think has shown what a great challenger he is in both All Stars 4 and the Challenge 40.
I appreciated his
That.
castmates giving him props too in their confessionals.
Yeah, I agree. I to especially like Cara Maria, like the stuff she says about him, I think is.
Jordan talked about him
I agree.
highly, like, yeah.
I totally agree. Now, okay, so I don't know if you remember this, but going into this season, we knew that Derek, Ryan, and Avery were all on All Stars 4. We also knew that post-show, the three of them hung out often. And it was like a long time before All Stars 4 aired. So there was a long time where I thought those three, something happened on All Stars 4 with those three. They had this like power alliance. They were going to dominate All Stars 4. And that is what got them cast on Challenge 40. Obviously, I no longer think that. But I do think that of the three, Derek is the one that deserved to be there.
I mean, Avery was non-existent except for the thing with Tony.
Yeah, I know. And they didn't even show what was going on in All Stars 4, whatever, to protect them.
What was going on? Do we know?
I mean, supposedly her and Adam were hooking up during All Stars 4, but they claim that it didn't start until like after he got home and broke up with his girlfriend, that they were just friends. So,
Friends with feelings, I'm sure.
yeah. So, yeah. I think that something probably happened similar to like the Kyle and Melissa situation on Total Madness, and they're just protecting them so they didn't show it. I think they're protecting him because Adam's a dad, and similar to how they
Yeah.
protected Melissa because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, so my other quotes, I had Tori, she says, so she did really poorly in the daily, which also she got two and Aviv got two. So I don't know if it was a time thing, or I wish they would have explained why Aviv got last over Tori, or if like they both had to go again, like Jordan and Derek had to go, and
Well,
like
yeah, because if it was a
that.
time, why did Derek and Jordan have to go again?
Because
That
they
doesn't.
all got them 100%. So
Yeah,
all I'm
but
thinking is like
Tori.
maybe Tori hit her first two before Aviv, because Aviv's was like one of the last ones.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, I got it.
So I don't know if it's that or if they went again like Derek and Jordan did. I'm not sure, but I wish I would have explained that. But Tori has a quote. She says, "I can't believe I call myself a challenger. This is pathetic." And then Corey, he says, "I don't want to be known as the best challenger to never win." And then Michelle, when she is watching Derek just dominate, she goes, "That's my bitch." And I'm just so happy for them. As also, I'm pretty sure I need to like get in on one of Ryan's Q&As or something and ask this. But I'm pretty sure, at least according to the spoiler accounts, Derek and Ryan were part of the Ladies of Leisure. And they're not, they did not show it like that, which I think is weird. But that explains like the like why Michelle saved Derek
Michelle, yeah.
later. Yeah.
Why they're close. Okay.
And then my last quote is Corey. Talking to Josh, he says, "You can't say you love me like family and not treat me like family."
Yeah, that was good. Call him out, Corey.
Yes.
Corey's actually had an interesting season
I
because Corey's also always known for his hookups. Well, obviously, he doesn't have that going for him.
okay, Corey being known for hookups is crazy because he, that's true. I think a lot of people do associate that with Corey. But he's been with Taylor and not hooking up on TV. I'm not saying he hasn't cheated on her, but he has not been hooking up in the challenge house since X on the Beach won.
Yeah.
When was that? Like,
I mean, God, he has two kids with her. It had to have been 5 5 years,
Sure.
if not more.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he was just, but that was such a big storyline. Corey the Hoe, Corey the Hoe, you know, that was such a big for all the years he was on until X on the Beach. I think
Okay, the
it's so.
first season of American reality TV show X on the Beach premiered on MTV April 19th, 2018. It has been
6 years.
6 years since we have seen this man hook up on TV. And he's still known as a hookup king? That's crazy.
I think it was just because it was so his.
It's because he got an award at the Dirty 30 finale. But that was 10 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I will never get over that. That I'm like, ooh, cringing right now, even thinking about it, how they like slut shamed Tori to no end and then brought Corey out and gave him an award.
Listen, they're all sluts, and I'm not slut shaming. I don't think sluts are a bad thing, but I mean, come on. List everyone that everyone's hooked up with on that challenge, please. Like, they have all
I
got.
actually have a I have notes on that I can share with you. From
Do
when I did
you?
that online game or whatever, the org, there was like a hookups one and I took some serious notes. And then, oh my gosh, there was like one person, literally like two people the entire time I like watched this like video of it and that I was watching to like get like past history of seasons that I hadn't watched, and there are two people that I was like, okay, I've never heard of these people, so probably not worth writing down, right? And one of them was on it, and I like couldn't get past it, and I lost that challenge because of it. I was so mad.
So close.
I know, but I do have notes on like all the challenge hookups. It's stupid. I don't. But yeah, there it's a lot. I'll tell you
A
that.
lot,
A lot.
sure.
It's a lot. And there are people that have more than Corey for sure. Like Anissa. How many people has Anissa?
Anissa, Nani, Bananas. I think about Wes. Wes. CT, I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Even Josh is getting up there at this point.
Yes, all of them.
Melissa, Nicole. Laurel. Laurel's got a lot of them.
I'm trying to think who else really stands out, but.
I don't know. There are a lot of people that have hooked up on the challenge. Michelle, I mean, she Fessy. Fessy's out a lot.
Yeah.
He's a new one. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts on any of these three shows? No? All right. Well, like I said, we will not be back next week because of Thanksgiving, but we'll be back the week after that talking to you all about the challenge, all about Survivor, maybe two episodes, I'm not really sure. And if we hear anything about the next Golden Bachelor or anything like that, we'll let you know. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.